Poster number 4, the period from 1644 to 1801. The inhabitants of Remus must search for new professions. One of these is oyster fishery. This starts already around 1630. Approximately 40 men are employed, but only during winter. The oyster beds can be seen on the map from 1724. Remus' commercial fleet is almost non-existent. Seamen seek employment elsewhere, including whale fishery off Spitsbergen and Greenland. They sail mostly from Hamburg and Holland. They prove to be very skilled, and some become commanders or ship captains. In 1661, Field Marshal Schack is awarded the southern half of Remus for his participation in war. He also builds Schackenborg Castle in nearby Mühltunnel, which can be seen on the picture to the right. After 1683, the southern area is incorporated into Ribe County, as are the farms of the northern part of the island, which belong to Ribe Priory. They form a Danish enclave in the otherwise duchy-owned northern area. In approximately 1670, small local commercial vessels are again equipped. In 1677, there are 16 ships registered from Remus. They are sized 4 to 12 lasts and mainly sail the North Sea and the Baltic. Fishing resumes again along the coast of Greenland. Because of the overfishing of whales, the catching of seals for oil begins. The ships from Remus excel at this. Between 1705 and 1770, merchants from Turner and Remus equip up to 3 sealing ships. They lay anchor at Remus during the winter. During the 1700s, most of the inhabitants of Remus lived from the income of the Greenland fleet. Many seamen from Remus had executive positions on the ships. During the period, up to 30 ship captains lived on the island. They sail mainly from Hamburg and Altona, but also from Danish and Dutch harbors. Sailing the icy waters of Greenland is a dangerous business. Around the year 1740, we find many widows on Remus. The worst catastrophe is in 1777. Many of the ships are crushed by ice, as seen in the following picture. More than 20 seamen from Remus lose their lives. This leads to a decrease in the ships sailing to Greenland, but it continues at a lower rate well into the 1800s. From around 1700, there is talk of cod fishing off the coast of Iceland. But not until after 1750 do ships from Copenhagen start participating. After 1777, this fishery can replace the loss of jobs for up to 70 seamen from Remus. Throughout the 1700s, there are captains of commercial ships living on Remus. They sail from Copenhagen, Altona, and Holland. They sail as far as East Asia. Towards the end of the 1700s, a few captains register their ships on Remus. They pick up their cargoes in harbors such as Copenhagen, Flensburg, and Altona. The 1700s are a blossoming period for Remus. The population grows explosively. Many houses are built during this period. By 1801, the population rises to over 1,500 people, and there are almost 350 houses on the island, as can be seen in the graph. That same year, war with England broke out. This brings the island's greatness to an abrupt end. Never again has the population of Rømø reached these heights.